My name is Frankie, and I'm going to be introducing my group, Anna, Sally, Lexi, and Alondra, and we're going to be answering these following questions.
Explain the significance of a quote, repeat a line enough times, it becomes the truth. Who said it, in what time period, what does it mean, and why is it important today?
The person who said it was Adolf Hitler in 1925. It means that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. It is important today because people still live by it.
In world history, research 10 different works of literature explain why they were burned. The Great Fire, London, the burned book, William Blake manuscripts, early rare books, Library of St. Augustine Academy, Philadelphia, pedigrees and books of Muslim law, theology, Quaker books, the Bonnie Blue Flag, the Satanic Verses, book criticizing Puritanism. The Great Fire, London, in 1666, during the Great Fire of London, many booksellers moved their books to the stone crypts of old St. Paul's Cathedral to escape destruction of their books, but falling manuscript broke through into the crypt and let the fire, and all books were burned.
The burned book. In 1808, Rabbi Nachman of Breslau burned the only copy or copies of one of his known books for an unknown reason. Many Hasidic Jews continue to search the burned book, as they call it, looking for clues in his other writings.
Book criticizing Puritanism. The first book burning incident in the 13 colonies occurred in Boston in 1651, when William Poinsett, founder of Springfield, Massachusetts, published the Materialist Price of Our Redemption, which criticized the Puritans who were then in power in Massachusetts. The book became the first banned book in North America, and subsequently, all known copies were publicly burned. Pinnett left for England prior to a scheduled appearance in court and never returned.
William Blake manuscripts. The poet William Blake died in 1827, and his manuscripts were left with his wife Catherine. After her death in 1831, the manuscripts were inherited by Frederick Tahum, who burned some that he deemed heretical or political radical. Tahum was an Irvingite, one of the many fundamentalist movements of the 19th century, and opposed to any work that smacked of disfamy. At the time, Blake was nearly forgotten, and Tahum would act with impunity. When Blake was rediscovered some decades later and recognized as a major English poet, the damage was already done.
Early Braille books in 1842, officials at the schools for the blind in Paris, France, were ordered by the new director, Andy, to burn books written in the new Braille code after they Braille books at the incident that could be found was burnt, supposed of the code
into
inventors Louis
Braille
rebelled against default by continuing to use the code, and Braille was eventually restored at the school.
Library of St. Augustine Academy, Philadelphia. On May 8th, 1844, the Irish St. Augustine Church, Philadelphia, was burned down by anti-Irish nativist rioters. The fire also destroyed the nearby St. Augustine Academy with many of the rare books in its library. Though in this case, the arsonists did not specifically target the books, but rather sought to destroy indiscriminately everything belonging to the Irish church immigrants.
Pedigrees and books of Muslim law, theology. After establishing his rule over Sudan in 1885, Muhammad Ahmad, known as the Mahdi, authorized the burning of lists of pedigrees, which in his view accentuated tribalism at the expense of religious unity, as well as books of Muslim law and theology because of their association with the old order, which the Mahdi had overthrown.
Quaker books. In 1656, the authorities at Boston imprisoned the Quaker women preachers Anne Austin and Mary Fisher, who had arrived on a ship from Barbados. Among other things, they were charged with bringing them and spreading here sundry books wherein and contained most corrupt, heretical, and blasphemous doctrines contrary to the truth of the gospel here professed. Amongst us, as the colonial gazes put it, the books in question, about 100, were publicly burned in Boston's Market Square.
The Bonnie Blue Flag. During the American Civil War, when Union Major General Benjamin Butler captured New Orleans, he ordered the destruction of all copies of the music for the popular Confederate song, The Bonnie Blue Flag, as well as imposing a $500 fine on A.E. Blackmar, who published this music.
The Satanic Verses. In 1988, publishing of the novel The Satanic Verses by Salman Rushdie was followed by angry demonstrators, rioters around the world by followers of political Islam who considered it blemishes. In the United Kingdom, book burnings were staged in the cities of Bolton and Bradford. In addition, 5 UK bookstores selling the novel were the target of bombings, and 2 bookstores in Berkeley, California were firebombed. The author was condemned to death by various Islamic clerics and live in hiding.
Reasons why books have been burned or why some countries still burn books today.
Books have been burned because people hate ideas with which they disagree, and the worst of them think that they can destroy the ideas by burning the books containing them or which they believe contain them. Because it's an act of terrorism where they burn books, they will also ultimately burn people.
Purpose of burning books symbolizes censorship, the loss of freedom, and the suppression of ideas and the destruction of creativity.
Which books in Fahrenheit 451 are specifically mentioned as to why they were burned, and explain the significance of 2 overall ideas presented in the text?
Books specifically mentioned in Fahrenheit 451 is the Bible, but it is only to emphasize how bad the book burning had become. It had become so bad that the burners of books no longer had reverence for even the Bible.
In conclusion, what effect does burning books have on society? Argue whether your group thinks that our society in 2018 is like society in the text.
Book burning still occurs today, sometimes just for effect, sometimes with more chilling intent. In 2010, a far-right Hindu Nationalist Party, the Shiv Sena, burned copies of Rohinton Mystery Sets, A Long Journey in Mumbai, in a made-for-TV political protest. In 2013, far-right extremists conducted a book burning in the Hungarian city of Miskolc, burning work by Jewish poet Miklos Ranotti and other publications. In 2015, infamously, ISIS consigned over 100,000 books and manuscripts in the university library of Mosul to the flames.
Say thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Sorry for the inconvenience, but we are back with one more question.
Argue whether your group thinks that our society in 2018 is like society in the text. My group argues that we don't think society now is as bad as before because books aren't constantly burned and there's not situations as bad as before earlier on.